Hey, peeps. Please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review on the Apple or Google Play Store. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the fam. All right, so now that that's out of the way, let's get into this.
Boom shakalaka, what's going on, everybody? Randall here from Crypto Love, and I am joined today by the man himself, Robert Beatles, the president of Monarch. What's going on, man?
What is up, my brother? It is damn good to see you, man. It's been too long. It's been way too long.
It's been a while, definitely. And you're looking good. You got the Monarch stuff on. You got the Crypto Beatles behind you.
Always. I'm a walking billboard. You know, I basically just tout what I believe in, right? So this is something we directly affect and can bring value to the world. So I'm proud to tell people about it.
Absolutely. Now, Monarch is a sponsor of this channel. And there's a good reason why. A proud sponsor. And there's a good reason that I did that. Because number one, I believe in the technology. And number two, I believe in the person behind it. You. Now, I mean,
love you too, brother.
Aside from being a very modest guy, you are pretty darn successful when it comes to businesses. Some people might say you even have like the Midas touch. So why don't we begin by just telling people about what you've done with businesses and building up businesses previously?
Wow. Well, I mean, we could be here for a minute, I guess. But I guess just to kind of start, you know, people that don't know, I've been with my wife since we were 14 years old, right? So started really, really young, got married at 17 years old. You know, my oldest kid, the dude's a moose, right? He's a lot bigger than me. Looks like me, poor kid. But yeah, we had to like figure stuff out quick. And so when I was younger, I was in technology as well as construction. You know, kind of weird, right? You know, I had my, you know, Commodore 64s, my Amigas, you know, my 186 DXs, my BBS systems, hogging up my parents, you know, telephone lines. Because I don't know if you remember bulletin board systems, but they would run off the phone line there at the house. And so every time they would pick up the phone, it would be, you know, somebody on my BBS, and you would just hear that, you know, the modem sound. Mm-hmm, yeah. So anyways, you know, I always loved tech, always loved software, always loved building stuff. And construction is building stuff too. And when we got married at 17, I had to figure out, you know, how I was going to pay for stuff, how I was going to, you know, get off welfare and food stamps and basically take care of the family. And so, you know, I just stayed with construction. And so, I basically built up another dude's company until one day he basically told me, you know, look, if you can do a better job, go start your own company. And that was something, you know, the guy wasn't very appreciative of all the stuff that I had done for him. And he was always, you know, putting me down, and I made the guy nothing but money. So anyways, I left and started my own construction services company in California and quickly grew it to be, you know, one of the biggest in the state. So we service, you know, the state of California. We're one of the largest service providers for construction services here in California. Around 2009, I was able to get my geek back on, right? I was able to go back to my roots and go back into tech. We'd got the construction side of things up and running. And so it allowed me to go do some things back in the tech side of things. And I ended up inventing like a reusable envelope. I invented the first greeting card that allows you to put a video a digital gift card or a photo in it called, you know, memory tag. And so we started putting these things in stores, you know, all over the world. And, you know, we got a deal with the post office with our reusable envelope. And they basically decided that they loved the tech of what we put in the greeting cards. And they wanted us to start doing some development work for them. So we basically created a software development company just for the United States Postal Service, you know, for the government, quasi-government, it's a post office. So we started, you know, building, you know, some applications and platforms for them. But around 2011, a guy named Max Keiser, he kind of opened my eyes to cryptocurrency. You know, he was talking about how the financial collapse of 2008 was all due to central banks and big corporations, and it's just evil, and it's fiat, and it's horrible, and it's going to happen again and again. But there's this thing called Bitcoin. And this thing called Bitcoin is going to save the day. And then a little bit later, he had something called, you know, MaxCoin. But we won't talk about MaxCoin. But anyway, so I looked into this Bitcoin stuff, and I was like, wow, this is pretty freaking incredible, right? So I kind of got, you know, bit by the Bitcoin bug, whatever you want to call it. Yeah. And people knew that. People knew that I was into crypto and loved it. And then it seems like around 2017, when everybody started, you know, hearing about all the money being made in crypto, not the tech, but, you know, the money being made, people were hitting me up like crazy. And they're like, yo, Beatles, you know, what's up with this Bitcoin? How do I buy it? How do I sell it? How do I exchange it? You know, how do I store it? All this kind of stuff. So they actually told me to basically create a video. to explain kind of all the inner workings of, you know, how crypto works, you know, how they can basically navigate the waters and all that kind of stuff. And so I put out a video for them, and then they loved it and they asked for more. And so that led to me basically doing hundreds, thousands of interviews. I don't even know how many we've done of different, you know, projects, different, you know, CEOs, different founders. And one thing that I've always done from the very beginning was give away $100 of cryptocurrency on every single one of my videos. So that way my family, the community, they could get into, you know, cryptocurrency on my dime and basically start, you know, navigating the waters a little bit. And they would start asking me about, you know, what I thought about these different projects. And so we would just bring the founders on and let them tell the people, and then the people could make up their mind whether they liked it or not. So we did that. And then around 2017, the ending part of it, I had already talked to so many different people in the space and been, you know, in crypto for so long. One of the things that I kept hearing over and over again was there was really no, you know, like, really cool wallet, no real way to, like, you know, send your funds and store your funds and, you know, basically, you know, hold all these different tokens. And so we decided to create Monarch, myself and Snay Bot. Snay wanted to create a reoccurring payment mechanism, like a decentralized payments. And I thought, well, you know, that's cool. But one of the big things I'm always hearing about is, you know, like a wallet, and hearing about, you know, like the one-stop shop, having everything in kind of like one place. So if we're going to do your reoccurring thing, why don't we do it bigger and basically take the best of everything and put it into one spot? And so that kind of gave birth to Monarch. And so from day one, when we basically launched it to the world and gave it to the world, we gave them a working cryptocurrency app that was basically better than what a lot of companies had raised $800 million with a frickin' white paper, you know, had with their tech. And every week we just keep adding more and more stuff to it. Like right now, today, you know, you can hook up your bank account to it. You can hook up your credit card to it. You can buy and sell cryptocurrency. We have a decentralized exchange built right into the app. So you can basically just add Ethereum to your wallet and just start trading across 15 different exchanges through one application, the Monarch wallet. We've got interest. You can earn interest on your cryptocurrency. You've got all your news, your market cap, your portfolio. You control your seed, your keys. We're completely decentralized, all that kind of cool stuff. So, you know, we just wanted to make sure that we brought value to the world, and people, you know, they loved it. And, you know, for the people that, you know, would trash talk a little bit in the beginning, it's because they were kind of like tribalists, and they were like, you know, all part of, you know, some other wallet that they, some idiot YouTuber, you know, pumped them into it, you know, and like, you got to buy this, you got to buy this, you know, it's going to moon. And then they lost all their freaking money, and there wasn't even a freaking app or a wallet or anything, right? And so here we come along, and we're just like, hey, it's free. What, you're not selling tokens? Well, we have a TGE, but you can just join our bounty and just earn them for free. You know what I mean? They're not free. You have to go like and subscribe and do stuff like that. But, you know, we weren't that company that's just telling people like crazy, buy, 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 or, you know, our token's going to do whatever. You know, we basically just believe in dropping value all the time. And so to take things even further, we wanted to make sure we were compliant. So we have two tokens, a utility token and a security token. We purchased a broker dealer license, you know, pending FINRA and SEC approval. We've got an STO launch platform. We're taking like SpaceX. You probably read it on CoinDesk today. You know, we're taking SpaceX shares with AmbiSafe and putting them into tokens and selling the tokens that are SpaceX shares to like accredited investors. So like all the coolest stuff, you know, and we're just like trying to just give it to the people and just get people using crypto, man, and make like the coolest thing ever, like 1,000 different services, 1,000 different companies all in one app to where you have the best of everything in one place with one login and one KYC for certain things. If you're going to hook up a bank account, well, guess what? You know, it requires KYC. That's just the government. They require that stuff. The banks require that. But, you know, the decentralized exchange, our wallet, you know, all that kind of stuff is, you know, I don't even have your email address, right? But if you're going to use banking or something like that, then there is a KYC process. So anyways, I've been rambling for a minute. You look stoic. You're like, Beatles. Shut the F up.
Yeah, I was hoping for a short interview, but it looks like we're going for the
half. Oh man, it's been a long day, dude. Like I've had like, you know, back to back like 22-hour flights, and so yeah, I'm a little punchy. lots of work and travel, man.
Yeah, but I mean, you hit on some salient points. So like number one, you've been super successful with business. Like I remember we were driving around San Francisco and you were pointing at roads and stuff and be like, yeah, my company built that. And it was like huge on ramps and off ramps that we were driving on. So very impressive. And then the other thing is just like, for instance, that other company that you didn't mention, yeah, I'll throw out the name, Ethos. They raised untold millions of dollars. They had billions of fanboys across the country touting their stuff, and they have nothing. Meanwhile, Monarch is a completely free wallet that anyone can go and download, test, absolutely free. So, because of that, because every day I say, check out the Monarch wallet, I get a lot of questions about Monarch wallet. And, you know, as Tommy Boy said, you can get a good look at a T-bone by sticking your head up a cow's ass, but, you know, might as well ask the butcher. So I figured, why not ask you the questions and let you answer them? So the first question that I get a lot.
Fire away.
Yeah. Is the Monarch wallet safe?
Well, I don't know. I mean, if you leave it open and you give somebody your seed and your keys, then, you know, look, with our wallet, you are the weakest link. It is that simple. It's decentralized. Like, we don't have your email address. We don't know. We don't have your data. We're not Facebook. We're not Coinbase. We're not one of these companies, right? When you download the wallet, it's decentralized. So to hack our wallet, you basically have to hack, number one, Bitcoin, or Ethereum, or Ripple, or Stellar, or GoChain, or Neo, or Bitcoin Cash, or all these blockchains that we just basically plug into. So to hack us, you got to hack them. And if they're going to hack them, well, then everybody's in a lot of trouble. And let's just say that, okay, you have your phone, and somebody got into it or whatnot. Well, you've still got levels of security. You got PIN and things like that. But if somebody doesn't have your phone, then they basically have to hack Apple, or they got to hack Google, or they got to hack, you know, HTC or one of those carriers to get to us, right? And so, you know, we've got six different layers of encryption. You know, we're completely decentralized. So, I mean, it's about as safe as it can freaking get. I mean, I've got a running bounty, or I've got $100,000 out there. People can come get it, man. So if you can hack it, it's yours. You know, I've had 10 of the world, 10 world-class hackers. I mean, cause you got to hack Bitcoin. So it's like, it's really easy, right? I don't know any of your information. So to hack us, you're going to have to hack Bitcoin, Ethereum, Bitcoin Cash, all those guys. Mm-hmm. So if they can do that, you know, I think it's going to cost people a lot more than $100,000.
Yeah. So very safe. Is it as safe as cold storage?
So, I mean, cold storage, like a treasure, like a ledger, those aren't really cold. I mean, okay, they're cold storage when you unplug them from the internet, when you plug them into the internet. Look, I don't know exactly what they do. If you look, you can download, or you can look online for all the different errors and all the different security flaws that they have. I don't want to go into all that with you right here, but they have a lot of issues. They have a lot of problems. One of the biggest things is just the inconvenience factor, right? So if you want to, and I will answer your question, but if you want to, if you want to like use a treasure, or let's just say a ledger, right? A ledger, for instance. Like, you can only add like 3 coins or something, and then you have to delete coins to make space, to make room on it. You know how terrifying that is? And it seems like every time you go to use it, you got to hook it up to the internet, and you got to download all this crap, you know, all this stupid stuff. You got to download every single time. You got to download a new bridge. You got to hook up new software. It's freaking a pain in the butt. So is Monarch as safe as that? It's in my belief, it's even safer. If you really want a true cold storage wallet, take some $40 Android phone, Apple phone, whatever, download the Monarch wallet on it, transfer your crypto to it, take out the SIM card, turn off the Wi-Fi, and that's better, in my opinion, than any ledger, any nano, any treasure, any of that kind of stuff, period. You know, it's period. And then when you go to use it, guess what? You can use it. You don't have to download new bridges and hook up all this crazy stuff. You just turn on the Wi-Fi, send your tokens, turn it off, you're back. And then again, you got to hack the blockchain, or you got to hack, you know, Google to get through it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So another question that a lot of people have is based on the whole your keys, your crypto. So with Monarch, do you actually hold your own keys or no?
You, the user, holds their own keys. You got the seed and you got the private keys. We don't know any of that stuff. It is 100% the users. So again, the only time we know any information about our users is when they actually plug in to centralized services. So if they're going to plug into a bank, well, then we're going to have to know some deets, right? They got to know the details. So they have to KYC through the bank. If they want to earn interest, then they got to KYC through the bank. Mm-hmm. But if you're just going to use the DEX, if you're just going to use it to send, receive, all that kind of stuff, I don't even know your email address.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. So this is my favorite question coming up that I get.
I see the smile.
every single video I make, there's at least one person who comments, that asks this question, and it's my favorite question ever. They say, interest on the Monarch wallet? That sounds like that. And oh my gosh. And I'm like, wow, you've never had a bank account ever when banks actually worked or anything like that. But anyways, so Monarch, I mean, interest on the Monarch wallet, that sounds a lot like BitConnect. So explain yourself, Mr. Beatles.
Happily. So one of our partners is Celsius. So Celsius, their entire business model is interest and loans and crypto. And so the way it works is you deposit, like say, for instance, you've got $100 of Bitcoin on your decentralized wallet. You elect to sign up for the interest services, which is basically Celsius through Monarch. All right. So you take your $100 and you move it to a hot wallet where you do not, again, control your seed or your keys, because that right there is a hot wallet. So Celsius then takes it, puts it in BitGo. BitGo is a world-class, you know, custodial for cryptocurrencies. They then loan out your money to like exchanges, hedge funds, people like that. And then they give you a cut of the interest up to like 7 or 8%. So basically they're taking your money and they're loaning it out to exchanges and hedge funds and financial institutions. And they're basically profit sharing with you on the interest they're charging those exchanges. And you can take your money back at any time that you want. So say for instance, you put that $100 in right this second, guess what? Next second, you can take it right back. So it is centralized, and it is, you know, where you're not in control of your seed, but I assure you, it is not BitConnect or any MLM, any kind of stuff like that. Mm-hmm. There is a need in the marketplace for people to borrow crypto. And guess what? People pay for that. It's called interest. And so what they do is they share their profits, which is interest, with the person who owns the crypto, which would be, you know, maybe you, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, that's how stuff worked for a long time when banks actually paid you interest instead of just taking the money from loans and padding their own pockets. And another point that I should add is, so like, for instance, with Celsius, depending upon what cryptocurrency you're loaning, there's different interest rates. Up to, I've seen 10% on some stable coins. And the whole thing about it being BitConnect, so BitConnect was promising 1% returns per day. And if you do the math on that, that's 3,778% returns in a year, which is absurd. That's 37xing your money in a year, as opposed to real interest with Celsius, with Monarch, of up to 10% per year.
Yeah. So, you know, that's their rates right there. So you can kind of see that. So you got like 6% annual. So yeah. 6% annually on Bitcoin. 2.5% on Ethereum, 3.75% on Bitcoin Cash, 2.5% on XRP, 3% on Stellar. And again, you can keep on going down. Omise Go, TrueUSD, Gemini Dollar, Paxos, USD, DAI, 0x. You know, it ranges from 8.1%, which is for DAI, all the way down to as low as 2.5%, which is Ethereum or Ripple or XRP. So again, you know, it's annual. So it's not that crazy BitConnect stuff. It's actually legitimate stuff where people pay interest for these loans that they're using your money for. And so, of course, they're using your money. You get a piece of the interest just like you would if you bought a car, right? If you buy a car and you use a loan from a bank, they charge you interest. Well, imagine if they got that money, you know, from, you know, somebody else, maybe from your neighbor. Well, your neighbor, that was his money that the bank loaned to you. And so the interest that, you know, they're collecting really became available because of your neighbor. So your neighbor should get a cut of it. And so that's basically how Celsius does things in a nutshell.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's great because if you're just holding the money, if you're planning on hodling, I mean, why not make your money work for you? That's what everybody talks about. You know, rich dad, poor dad, all that stuff. Make your money work for you and yada, yada, yada. So anyway,
exactly.
The other question is, do I need to do anything special to earn interest on money? Like do extra KYCs and different stuff like that?
Do you need to do anything special? Well, you do. You got to show me a night on the town, dude. One of these times in Thailand.
Oh man, you will not forget it. Oh my goodness.
I know. But yeah, I mean, as far as, yeah, there's a KYC process for interest. You know, it's, again, it's using a banking type, it's like using banking institutions. You're using BitGo, you're using Celsius. They want to know their customers. They got to make sure that, you know, you're not some nefarious criminal or they're, you know, you're, they're, I don't know, funding some kind of terrorist regime, right? So yeah, there's a KYC process for buying of Bitcoin, Ethereum, Bitcoin Cash. Using the banking services, there's KYC, just like for interest. There's no KYC to download the wallet and to use it for sending, receiving, or to use the DEX or to, you know, check the news or the portfolio or all the basic functions of the wallet, including the DEX. No KYC, no email address, none of that kind of stuff. It's completely anonymous.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so another thing that you mentioned earlier was how when we were comparing a Monarch wallet with Cold Storage is how you could just download Monarch wallet, put your crypto on there, take it offline. You pretty much have Cold Storage there. And then when you put it back on, don't you need to update it? Like, that's a question that I had. How come, you know, how come I have to download the updates instead of automatic updates?
Okay, so we're dropping tech like literally every week. Like every week, every other week, we're adding new coins, we're adding new tokens, we're adding new services, but we're decentralized. We are not a centralized hub. We're not some honeypot of all your information, of all your data, and you're pinging a server and we're just reflecting stuff back onto your phone. You know, stuff like Facebook, stuff like, you know, Coinbase, things like that, they can do that. You don't need to download a new Coinbase, you know, app because it's centralized, right? They're basically just displaying information to you. It's kind of like a web view. But here, you're in control of your funds. Here, it's your wallet. It's on your phone. And so when we add new services, you simply just hit the little update button and it just updates. You don't have to go and do a bunch of crazy different things. It just updates your phone. Sometimes, depending on the update, you might have to type in, you know, your PIN or maybe a seed or something like that. So make sure it's always safe. But again, you're acting as your own bank. You're controlling your seed. So if you don't want that, then you shouldn't use Monarch. You should use something that's centralized that controls your seed and your funds. And you're basically just praying that they don't go out of business and take your money. Like if we go out of business, if we just go kaput, you know, the government shuts us down or I get hit by a bus or whatever, you still have your 12 words. Just go throw them on another freaking wallet and all your funds are there. It's that simple. It doesn't matter with Monarch. But if Coinbase goes out of business, well, you're out of business. You know what I mean? So it does have a couple, you know, downfalls. You know, you have to remember your seed because you're the bank and you might occasionally have to update it and type in your seed, but you control everything. So right. If you like controlling your money and having, you know, total say in where it goes and who has it and all that kind of stuff, well, use Monarch.
Mm-hmm. So another thing that you've got on the wallet is a decentralized exchange. So how does that DEX work?
Well, basically, we're plugged into like 15 different decentralized exchanges. So it's checking the order books all simultaneously. So when you want to basically match up a trade like Ethereum to a basic attention token, it's basically at that moment pinging all 15 exchanges, looking for the best price, reporting it back. You can then buy it. And then within a matter of seconds, it ends up on your wallet. It's pretty sick. And it's free.
That's awesome.
As far as downloading, there's a little transaction fee. There are transaction fees from the exchanges. It's like 0.5% or something like that. So you got to make sure, too, that you don't overpay. Because decentralized exchanges do not have the liquidity that centralized exchanges do. So in other words, you know, it's basically matching up buyers and sellers, right? So if on Binance, you might be able to get basic attention token, you know, a penny or 3 pennies cheaper than maybe off IDEX. Why? Because Binance may have a much larger supply of the tokens and you can, you know, supply and demand, right? You can get them a little cheaper. So that's one thing you do have to check and be careful with is when you're using decentralized exchanges that you get the best price.
Mm-hmm.
And look one page over at CoinMarketCap and make sure that, you know, you're not overpaying for something.
Right. That was my second question, was about liquidity, because right now, you know, the big centralized exchanges have a lot more. How does that work with the DEXs?
Yeah, I mean, it sucks. So, I mean, with decentralized exchanges, I mean, there's, like I said, we got 15 of them in there, 14, 15, something like that. But again, there's not the same liquidity on decentralized exchanges as there are on centralized. So you just know that if you're using a DEX, it's because you of sorts want to stay anonymous. Okay. You don't want to go through that rigorous KYC stuff, right? You want to be, you know, kind of just like keep to yourself. And so with a DEX, you can do that. A lot of these DEXs now are requiring KYC. So if they're going to go down the KYC road, well, then why use a freaking DEX, right? So, and the more of them that keep doing that, you know, like I get it because they're not actually holding your crypto. But if you're leaving your crypto on any exchange, period, that's just, you know, stupid in my book. So you should be in control of your own funds. But if you got a KYC with all these decentralized exchanges, And you're going to let them keep your crypto, or you're going to keep it on some smart contract or something like that. Why not just use Binance? You know, just use Binance, just buy it cheaper, throw it on your Monarch wallet, and that way you control it. But again, yeah, the decentralized exchanges currently right now, liquidity sucks. The more people that come into crypto, the more people start using it, the better it will get, the cheaper it will get, all that kind of stuff.
All right, cool. So with Monarch, you have a two-token structure. So a lot of people ask questions about that, like what is that? Is that something similar to like Neo and Neo Gas? Why do you do that? And then also, why is it backed by silver?
It's just to confuse you guys. I just like
success.
Get it. It's success. Yeah, it's totally just to confuse you guys. That's all. No. In the very beginning, we want to make sure we were legally compliant here in the United States, because everybody's trying to like find little loopholes and get away from the Howey test and come up with all these different reasons as to why they're not really a security, but they're really a security. So we said, you know what, let's just do this right in the beginning and have a security token and a utility token. Let's just register in all the states that we're selling. Let's apply and buy our broker-dealer license and wait for FINRA and SEC approval. Let's do all the right stuff to be compliant. And then we don't have to worry about, you know, getting, you know, hit over the head with some kind of freaking, you know, lawsuit or going to jail or all this stuff that you hear about, all these fines and people doing stuff. We're not hiding from the SEC. We're not hiding from FINRA. And so the two tokens is to show that. It's to basically show that we have a true security token. That is basically, there's no silver anymore. People, you know, they didn't understand the silver part of it. They didn't understand that, you know, it's going to be kept in central bank vaults. They didn't understand, you know, that they couldn't just withdraw it and have silver sent to their house. They didn't understand any of that stuff. What they wanted was money. So our security token basically entitles accredited investors that are qualified 15% of all of our income. So all the Monarch income, 15% of it gets paid to the security token holders in MT tokens or the utility token. Sorry, talking too much. It's Mark. But so you've got your security token, your utility token. The utility tokens are only there to use to pay the security token holders the 15% income, as well as to cut trading fees. A true utility, 100%. But the security token, 15% dividends, right? It's 15% of our gross income, not net. So that's the reason for the two tokens.
Gotcha. So you had your token generation event. Is that completed or is that still ongoing?
Done.
That's done.
Finito.
Okay, but right now you have an IEO going on. So what is that?
Yeah, okay. So we had our token generation event that ended yesterday, and our bounty ended, I think, a couple days before that. LaToken is an exchange on the other side of the pond. We're in the U.S. in Bahamas, and so they wanted us to become their broker dealer in the United States. And so what we did is we acquired a broker dealer license. We're awaiting FINRA and SEC approval, but we were going to be, or are going to be, if approved, the broker dealer for LaToken here in the United States, to basically allow people to buy security tokens, accredited investors. And they said, hey, Beatles, let us throw an IEO for you. And I'm like, an IEO? I don't know, man. I'm like, oh, yeah, just let us do it. So we went ahead and let them, you know, throw an IEO for their customers, for their users. And it goes till July 31st. So there's some tokens there. They were given a smaller amount, you know, just to basically see what they could do with it, right? And see if their customers would be interested in Monarch.
So what are people buying when they invest in the IEO?
They're buying Monarch utility tokens, MT.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. All right, cool. And so why are you doing that in addition to the token generation event?
So the token generation event is over. It ended. Mm-hmm. And so the IEO, we just went for a really small stint. It's like less than, I think they extended it to July 31st. So it's like a month and 3 weeks or something like that, the total length of it. And so basically they said they wanted to do it and we let them try it.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it's like, hey, we want to throw an IEO. Like, okay. Mm-hmm. Awesome. I mean, it's an exchange, right? They got users, they got good volume. It's like, hey, we want to do this for you. I'm like, okay. You know, I checked with the community. I checked with, you know, a co-founder, and they're like, what do we got to lose? Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right, cool. So that's all of the common questions that I get asked. And we're just bordering on 3 hours for the interview. So. So I guess the last question that I didn't ask here is, why should I use the Monarch wallet? Blah, 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 blah. That question.
Sure. I mean, look, there's lots of choices out there. But if you want to basically have a team behind you, some of the best and brightest that are constantly making the wallet better every single day, that allows you to control your keys, your seed, your funds, to be a walking, talking bank anywhere in the world, and only you control it, you know, use us. I mean, if you look at our team, you'll see you got myself, you got Snay, you've got the co-founder of LinkedIn, you got Roger Ver, you got freaking Alex Mashinsky, and you know, Celsius is our partners. He created VoIP. We've got the creator of the smart contract. You know, we've got Genesis Vision. We've got Listia. We got Polymath. We got Swarm. We got GoChain. We got Ambisafe, Scrumble, LaToken. Who else we got? We got Ink Protocol. I mean, we got some of the biggest names in crypto that are all with us. And you know, I'm not going to wreck my reputation by putting something crappy out there. I've done too much in this world. You know what I mean? And I got to answer to God one day. So I got to make sure that I'm always dropping something of value out there, and people, you know, can know that if anything ever went wrong, it wasn't on purpose. You know what I mean? Where there's so many other projects out there, their end goal was to raise money. Mm-hmm. My goal from the beginning was to earn our tokens. I've never asked anybody to buy a token, not once. Mm-hmm. I've never said, hey guys, you know, the sale ends, go buy, go buy, go buy. You know what I mean? I've never said, hey, you know, we'll give you a great deal if you go buy a bunch of tokens. I always just said, hey, join our bounty. Join our bounty, go earn some tokens. So, you know, we're here to bring value. We're here to basically get people into crypto. We're here to not just be a freaking wallet. That's one of the biggest misconceptions people have too, is they think that we're just a wallet, but that's not it. What we are is a marketplace. I call it a wallet, but really it's a marketplace. It's 1,000 of the best companies, the best services, all in one place through one app, the Monarch Wallet, through one login, one KYC if needed. So basically, you don't have to have 4,000 apps and 4,000 different logins and all these different usernames and passcodes. You just got one. And you know that at the end of the day, it is still your private key and your seed, and you can stop anytime you want and always control your funds. So I don't know, if you want a team that really, you know, just puts their heart and soul into something and is always dropping tech and has some of the biggest names in crypto behind it. And I don't mean those three-letter words that are like big, you know, venture capital companies. This is mostly funded by myself and Snay. So, but anyways, yeah, if you want some real value and real people behind something and somebody that's accountable and is always trying to do better, well, use us. Otherwise, go use some centralized service and put all your trust in them.
Yeah. And I think you said it there. I mean, that was one of the things that was most impressive to me, is when all these other companies back in like December, January, 2017, 2018, when all these other companies were raising $20 million, $100 million, whatever it is, you built a fully decentralized wallet that could hold a bunch of different cryptocurrencies, now over 1,900 different cryptocurrencies, all out of your own pocket. You didn't ask anyone for anything until you had a totally functioning, safe product that people could use.
Yes, Snay and myself, man, just basically funding this thing and just, you know, through hard work and amazing team, grace of God, you know, we just keep dropping amazing tech. You know, what's really humbling too is when you have somebody walk up to you at Consensus and show you their Monarch wallet and there's $70 million freaking dollars on it. $70 million in Bitcoin. And they're like, Beatles, this is how much we trust you, right? It's like, I don't even know the dude's name, not his username, not his freaking email, nothing. I have no idea who he is, right? So he showed that to Snay, and it's like, wow. You know, that just says something right there. I mean, God only knows how much money is under Monarch, you know, under the Monarch wallet. I mean, it's all on the blockchain. We have no idea. Mm-hmm. It could be $70 million. It could be $7. It could be $7 trillion. We have no idea. That's the beauty of it. So you control it all.
It's a beautiful thing. So cool. That is it for the interview, it for all the common questions that we get. I'm sure people on every video are still going to ask about, it sounds like BitConnect. But anyway.
Well, cool, because I'm looking forward to talking more about Thailand, so we can wrap this thing up, and they can hit me up anytime on, you know, on Telegram, or they can go over to monarchtoken.io and read up on things, or go to our Monarch Telegram. And yeah, we're super easy to find, and okay, we answer questions 24 hours a day.
Fantastic. So thank you so much for joining us today. It's been a pleasure to see your pretty little face again.
Miss you too, babe.
Hey peeps, just a friendly reminder, Crypto Beatles shows are never financial advice, recommendations, or trading strategies. The views expressed here are solely that of Robert Beatles and his guests. Robert Beatles is the co-founder of the Monarch Wallet, host of TradingView Sessions, CryptoBeatles on YouTube, and owns several entities. Robert's opinions here do not reflect that of those entities. Some information shared here may not actually be factual. These shows are for information and entertainment purposes only. Never invest a single Satoshi or penny in anything without first seeking the counsel and advice of a professional financial advisor. Robert Beatles is not a financial expert or advisor. Investing in anything is super dangerous. You can lose all of your money, so always trade at your own risk. Please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review on the Apple or Google Play Store. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the fam. All right.
God bless you. Love you. Till the next one. Talk to you soon.